Meta Hisan exits MSNBC after show cancellation, new plans, new challenges. By Paul Bois on January 9, 2024. Anchor Mehdi Hasan has exited MSNBC following the cancellation of his Sunday show in the wake of the horrific terrorist attack on Israel last October. Hasan announced his exit in a post on X. "Some personal news, I've decided to leave MSNBC. New year, new plans, new challenges," he wrote. Hasan shared a clip from his show where he laid out his reasons for leaving. "It's been an absolute blast doing this live show on MSNBC for the past 3 years," Hasan said. "But as we begin 2024 with an election coming, a war still ongoing and too many Trump trials honestly to even keep track of, and with this show going away, I've decided it's time for me to look for a new challenge. Tonight is not just my final episode of the Mehdi Hasan show. It's my last day with MSNBC. Yes, I've decided to leave. To be clear, I am so proud of what we've achieved on this show on this network. And I can't thank you enough for tuning in and for your support, and for your feedback. But as I say, new year, new plans," he added. As Breitbart News reported in November of last year, MSNBC canceled Hasan's weekend primetime talk show due to a steep drop in ratings after he expressed anti-Israel views. A source confirmed to the New York Post that MSNBC had been cutting costs like crazy, which led to the end of his show. "I think they thought Hasan's point of view was a little too out of the mainstream, if you know what I mean," the source told the Post. MSNBC President Rashida Jones told staffers in a memo, however, that the shakeup was part of a plan to revamp the weekend lineup before the 2024 presidential election. "As Decision 2024 ramps up, the show will provide thoughtful analysis and coverage on the state of our country from three trusted voices familiar to the MSNBC audience," Jones said. A month earlier, Semaf reported that MSNBC had sidelined its Muslim hosts amid uproar over their anti-Israel views. The network denied it. MSNBC has quietly taken three of its Muslim broadcasters out of the anchor's chair since Hamas's attack on Israel last Saturday amid America's wave of sympathy for Israeli terror victims. Some staff at MSNBC have been concerned by the moves, feeling all three hosts have some of the deepest knowledge of the conflict. NBC says the shifts are coincidental, and the three continue to appear on air to report and provide analysis. A company official vehemently pushed back against any notion that either Hasan or Mahyildin were being sidelined in any way. Over the past several days, Mahyildin has appeared on several programs on MSNBC as a guest, including shows hosted by Reed and Chris Hayes. Hasan was hired on MSNBC in 2021 after a lengthy career at Al Jazeera English. Following the horrific October 7 terrorist attack on Israel, Hasan pushed several far-left narratives, including the false allegation Israel was responsible for the deadly strike on Al Ahli Arab Hospital in Gaza, and suggested that Israel's incursion into Gaza should be compared to Russia invading Ukraine, according to the New York Post. Related, MSNBC's Mehdi Hasan calls on viewers to pressure lawmakers into opening border to all refugees. On November 16, Hasan got into a tense on-air spat with Israeli government adviser Mark Regev, who pushed back on the MSNBC host after he argued that Israel rejected a deal that would have seen hostages released before its retaliatory military strikes in Gaza, it added. The anchor's ratings for his Sunday primetime show have been steadily declining over the past 2 months. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.